KO Radio proudly presents The Last of the Mohicans, from the story by J. Fenimore Cooper. Episode 1, Friends and Enemies. Cora and Alice Munro are riding through Indian country to their father's fort under the protection of Major Duncan Haywood. An Indian named Magua is acting as their guide.
Let Alice ride on a little way. Now, Duncan, tell me why we have to use this Indian as our guide.
We need to reach the safety of your father's fort quickly. Magua knows a shortcut through the forest.
But can we trust him? What do we know about him?
He is a Mohawk, and that tribe is friendly to us.
I can't help feeling that I've seen him before.
Perhaps you have. There are many Indian scouts in the service of the English. It is said that he was in some kind of trouble with your father once, but that was a long time ago.
But can we trust him? It is also said that the memory of an Indian is longer than the arm of a pale face.
Shh! He has stopped. We must be near the path he told me about.
Here is your way. This is the path I told you about.
It doesn't look like as if it's ever used. Why can't we go with the troops? We would be much safer with them.
The way is good.
We shall be much safer in a small group, Cora. Enemies will look for 20 scalps, not 3. We must trust Magua.
A man who cannot trust is lost.
Oh dear, Alice has ridden on again. I suppose we must go this way, but I still feel there is danger for us.
A man who cannot trust is asking for more danger to come to him. Let us go.
Alice! Alice! I wish you did not ride so far ahead. Ah, there she is.
She is talking to a stranger. He looks like some kind of priest.
Why, it's David Gamut, the singing master. He was in the camp we have just left.
Ho there, David Gamut. Why have you strayed so far?
I'm waiting for you, Major. I heard that you were riding to the fort and I thought that I would join you.
Are you asking us or telling us?
Hush, Duncan. He means no harm. He is a man of God. Let's go. Alice has ridden on again.
The young one will not wait.
You have an Indian guide, I see. That seems to be another good reason why I should join your group.
This man trusts me.
Why, that I do. As I trust every man, I am a man of God.
Then let us go on. The young man will not wait.
Hold! Voices.
I can hear voices too. Alice! Alice, where are you?
There is no need to fear. As I waited here, I talked with a white scout and 2 Indians.
Indians?
Friendly Indians. The white hunter is well known to all the Indians. They call him Hawkeye.
I've heard of him. They say he can shoot a twig from a tree at 200 paces.
We're in luck. By chance, we've come upon a white man who is as good a scout and guide as any Indian. I'd like to meet this man they call Hawkeye.
Ho there! I hear you know my name.
I do. I am Major Duncan, an English soldier, and I am escorting home 2 young women to their father's fort.
I am Cora Munro. My sister Alice has ridden on ahead. Who are your Indian friends?
Let me make them known to you. This is Chinga, chief of the Mohicans.
So there is still a chief of the Mohicans.
All my family have gone to the land of the Great Spirit. Soon I shall go. It is said that my son, Angus, will be the last of the Mohicans.
Who calls my name?
These travellers are friends of Hawkeye.
The friend of Hawkeye is the friend of Uncas.
What is your sign? Most Indians I know have the sign of their tribe painted on their skin.
Our sign is the great tortoise.
A tortoise? Show it to us.
No, we cannot do that, lady.
Uncas is the last in line of the great tortoises. He moves with the speed of light. But tell me, Major, why do you take this route to the fort? I would have thought with two women in your care, you would have travelled with the troops.
In my judgment, enemies look for 20 scouts, not 3.
Or 4. I'm unhappy about taking this hidden path, but Major Duncan has our trust.
But who is that fellow who stands silent, alone, under the tree yonder?
He is a friendly Mohawk who knows the pathway well and who is our guide.
Did you say a friendly Mohawk?
Father, that man is not a Mohawk.
I will call him over here so that we can talk with him. Brother, why did you choose this way?
That is for me to say. The white man trusts me.
What tribe are you from, Magua? Your friends here say that you are not a Mohawk, and yet your features are not like those Mohawks I have known.
Magua does not like to talk. The white man trusts me until you came. Now Magua will go.
No, Magua. What will people say if they hear you have left us in the forest?
Magua will not stay if there is no trust.
This old Indian doesn't know why you have chosen to come this way, Magua.
This is not the hidden way to the fort.
This way is bad.
I could not find the right path. I have lost the way.
An Indian cannot lose the way in his own land.
An Indian must lose his eyesight before he loses the way in his own land.
Tell the truth, Magua. Perhaps you have lost the way because this is not your own land. Where do you come from?
I am Mohawk.
Magua is a Huron name.
Magua, I remember that name. He is a young Huron chief. Quick, after him, he's gone.
See how he runs between the trees. Let me take him with an arrow.
Hold, there shall be no bloodshed here.
He's gone. Let me follow and take him in the foot.
Too late, the villain has gone. Too long start even for even Uncas to catch him. What do you think, Ginger?
It is so. You cannot set a cloud to chase the wind.
Alice is returning to join us. But what shall we do? Are we safe? The forest seems quiet enough, but...
What do you say, Chinga? My ears are deaf to the voices of the trees.
I say we are not safe while Magua is free. He will bring his friends to sniff out his enemies.
What is to be done? Hawkeye, we are in your hands. Guide us to safety and you will be well rewarded. I can offer...
You can offer your prayers to God and hope he can give us enough wisdom to keep clear of the devils who fill the woods. The Mohicans and I will not touch your money.
We did not mean to offend you, but help us. Please.
Promise us 2 things.
Name them.
And we will promise.
First, you must be silent as the sleeping woods. Second, you must tell no man of the place to which we take you.
We promise.
Will Magua bring his friends to sniff out his enemies? Tune in to the next episode of The Last of the Mohicans.